Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right, so this is chapter one, Eye on the Illini. You may be wondering, Illini guys, just who are the Illini guys? What is the Illini guys? IlliniGuys.com. By the way, I'm Larry Smith. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But I want to introduce you guys to everyone's going to be part of the Illini Guys project. And let's start with the man with the plan, Mike Cagley. Mike?
Hey, thanks, Larry. I'm a longtime Illini fan. Since I was 10 years old, moved to Mahomet, the immaculate place that everybody wanted to live. And basically, this kind of started off as an idea of a place where we could create a community for Illini fans and have an escape from the headlines and talk about fun things like, is Curbelo, is he a starter or would he be a guy that should come off the bench? And that really was kind of what started me as a longtime Illini fan and a longtime AAU basketball coach to decide to pick up the phone and talk to Larry about, is there a way we can get this thing started? And then what name come up when we were talking about that, Larry?
Well, a guy we've both known for a long time. I mean, he's basically the guru is what we call him.
And that was Brad Sturdy. So Brad,
the one and only.
A little bit about yourself for those one or two people who don't know who you are out there.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. Obviously I grew up in Central Illinois, long time Illini fan. Some of you probably know my family. My brother has a couple of plaques at different stadiums because he's, for being one of the loyalty circle and things like that. So long time Illini fans in our family. And, I've had an interest in doing more multimedia stuff, whether it be podcast videos, things like that, breaking that stuff down. So this was a great opportunity. During this global pandemic, I've, kind of trying to look at different options and trying different things. And when I think with Mike and I talked to Larry and I talked now and Chris, who's not on here, but talked to them. And it was like, I was like, well, this sounds like it's be fun. So let's see what happens. And so here we are.
That's very cool. And then the quiet guy there is Carl Welke. Carl, how'd you get involved in our project?
I've known Mike for 40 years and I've been associated with Central Illinois longer than that. We moved to Champaign in 1970 and my parents followed Bob Blackman from Dartmouth to Champaign as an associate, of course, but just coincidentally. And so I've been a part of a family that's been going to games for, what is that now, Larry? Do the math, 50 years, I guess.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, I wasn't going to date you, but yeah.
Yeah.
So what intrigued you about this when you and Mike started talking? What did he say that made you say, yeah, this sounds pretty cool?
Well, I think there were a couple things about it. First of all, Mike's always got good ideas, and Mike's been an innovator ever since I've known him. And when he started to talk to me about the idea, and especially about the list of people that he had involved, I thought it was really intriguing. I mean, you guys are the experts on this kind of stuff, and I think you bring a lot of excitement to Illinois sports in your discussions about it in what I've heard from you already. So I think that was the thing for me, was to get involved with a bunch of guys that are excited about something that I'm excited about and to have fun with it, quite frankly.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of really where I am too. And I think about all the things I've had a chance to do recently, just celebrated 33 years in broadcast. And, you know, it was so cool back in the day to get to go to Assembly Hall and actually cover a game, and back during the Flying Illini. And, you know, those guys, you know, they're my age, they're our ages. And so it's great to be able to call them friends. And, you know, they'll be stopping in from time to time, different projects that we have. And, you know, when Mike first reached out to me several months ago, and it was one question, he just said, would you consider being publisher of a site like this? And I'm like, I had thought about it, but that'd be a lot of fun. And that's kind of where it started, as Mike said and Brad said. And so it's cool, because I think the one thing we all have is a great love for Illini sports. We want to see these teams do well. And we're at a time right now at the start of this that we've got something really special with the basketball team. So, you know, I want to kind of talk with you guys about the difference in this. And one thing is, people kind of come up and talk about, you know, IlliniGuys.com. What is it, and who are you, and how are you different? Talk about, and I'll start with Mike, and everyone kind of jump in. How is this project going to be different from some of the other stuff that's already out there in the marketplace?
Well, I think a couple of things come into play. First off is, we're going to try to go as multimedia as we can. You know, the thing that you think about with most things is, hey, you need a message board, and you need to have a website that will support a message board. And trust me, message boards are fun, so I'm not at all complaining about that. But as the marketplace evolved, you know, you have the ability to download. You got Dan Carlin, you know, doing his hardcore history. You've got Joe Rogan doing those, you know, his podcast. And then I'm like, there's all these great sturdy stories that we've heard over the years. And I'm like, well, we could have a podcast with that. People would love it. And they'd have an opportunity to kind of find out more about the Illini, kind of have some fun along the way, learn a little bit about the people behind the scenes. So for me, kind of doing the multimedia component of this, you know, Zoom calls. I didn't know what a Zoom call was before the pandemic, but now all of a sudden we're using those. And that's another way to make things accessible for people so that they can enjoy the Illini from a more immersive standpoint. So for me, that was kind of what was going to start making it a difference. And then I'll be honest with you, you know, there's five of us, and Chris Lee, our fifth person, is unfortunately tied up in schedule difficulties right now. But I wanted to make it where we're all working together with people we enjoy. And when we recruit people to be a part of the Illini Guys network, it's people we want to work with, people that we enjoy, and people who are friends, that we're consider friends. And that energy, I think, will be apparent in what we do, whether it's video, whether it's podcast, written, what have you.
I will say, I do have some concerns about Carl, since he's known you for 40 years and he still likes you. So that does
didn't go that far.
I do question his. Oh, okay, that's true. You didn't say you liked it. I do question his judgment just a little. So, exactly, that's true. That's true. He did say that. So
now Mike and I go way back. I think I made the mistake of putting in my wedding, and that kind of solidifies things for life, huh?
Yes.
You're stuck.
Well, Brad, I know that one of the things, as you and I began to talk about this and becoming involved in things we talked about doing, actually, I'm sorry for Brad, when Mike and I were talking, and Brad, when you and I were talking about this, one of the things I'm excited about is you doing your 30 for 30s. And I think that we're going to look down the line and people are going to talk about the 30 for 30 and the Illini Guys, or the Illini Guys is, that's where you can find 30 for 30. Obviously, the play on words is brilliant. With Smith, you can't do that. But tell us about kind of what we expect with that. And you were saying something you kind of had in mind for a while.
Yeah, it's something I'd wanted to do. I mean, maybe it's just because I came up with a cool name, so I thought it would be good. But no, I enjoy interacting with people and talking. You know, I spend a lot of time. And over the years, you know, you sit around and you talk to coaches, you talk to players, and you do all these interviews and you talk these things. And for me, when you put it on you write it out, I mean, it's fine. You get some information, but I think you get so much more when you can actually hear each other and you can hear the interaction. I think it does add something to it. And so I just thought it would be fun to do. And obviously over the past, you know, 15 years covering Illinois, 16, whatever it's been, you know, since 2005. And then you go also, you know, coaching for the, even another 12 years before that. So I'm dating myself as well. So, you know, for 30 years doing this, you make a lot of, you get a lot of connections and make a lot of relationships, and you really enjoy just sitting and talking to people. And, you know, it's like just little things. I hope that comes across that I do, you know, sitting with Coach Antigua or Sean Harrington, guys that I've, you know, this week were our guys. And it just, it brings a different component. I think people like to listen to podcasts. It takes less time. They can do it while they're driving to school, to work or school or whatever they're doing. They can, you know, while they're working out, they can listen to it and get some insight maybe. And the other thing that's big for me, I think, is finding methods to do video breakdowns where we take, you know, watching, and I'm kind of a, this sounds, I'm a basketball nerd. I'm a sports nerd. There's no doubt. I like the intricacies, the analysis, the analytics. I like looking at film and breaking them down and saying, all right, here's Curbelo and he's going here and you see the weak side action. I just, all this kind of stuff. You guys are probably going, quit talking. But you know, that for me, that's exciting. I like to see the action before the ball screen that happens because it sets up where the help defense is going to be. And those little things that maybe the average layperson doesn't see, but yet maybe it's something that they could see if we show it to them on video. So That's kind of fun for me. And it also, I love talking to coaches, X's and O's. So, and these guys are, you know, college coaches, there's a reason that they've gotten to the level they're at. They know what they're talking about. So it's fun to discuss that with them. So that's kind of my thing.
But see, I think that'd be cool. I mean, you and I, first time you and I golfed was probably, I don't know, 12, 13, now 14 years ago. It's been a while. And I'll never forget when the back nine, you started breaking down plays, like discussing like what guys do when and whatever. And I was mesmerized. Like, this was fantastic. I mean, I didn't play very well, but I learned a lot and got to know you. And I think that's what will be a little bit different that that you bring that we don't see in some other places. You have a very unique perspective with all the things that that you bring. You guys dating yourselves. I should have mentioned, I began my career when I was 5 years old. So you guys have got some years on me. We'll go with that. But no, but I think that that's one thing I think is really unique. And it's funny that you guys probably have had this too, being on other boards, and I would get PM'd and talk to different people about my career and having a chance to cover a dozen Final Fours. And like you, Brad, I'm a basketball junkie. I think we all are kind of a sports junkie. And I would end up having these conversations, really separate conversations, and holding court in other ways. And I think this is another way for me personally that I have a home now to hold court whenever the time arises, when time in my schedule to do that. And I think that's what makes this cool too. So again, we're the IlliniGuys.com. That's kind of how we're breaking things down here at the start. We're doing some cool things at the beginning. If you happen to catch this down the line, sorry that you missed it, but we are giving away three nights in a Maui resort. And by the way, we have set the rule so that we're not eligible.
You didn't tell me that part. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought I was winning.
Brad, we forgot.
Yeah.
Now it all makes sense.
Now you know. Now you know. Sorry. Yep. See, I thought Mike told you that. I thought he cleared that with you.
No,
it was Larry, I thought, who was supposed to say.
Okay.
That.
Yeah. I see it now. Yeah. That's why I signed up. But now I, you know, so I don't know.
And now you're stuck. You can't
get out. Stuck. Can't get out.
That's right.
You can read the rules better.
That's right. So
fine print. That's what happens when you get a lawyer on the group.
You know, right. There you go. That's why Chris isn't here. So he can't be blamed for this. Mm-hmm. Plead the fifth. Yeah. But no, we just think that doing some fun things like that, you know, we've had great opportunities to have the different groups that we consider great friends. You know, I met, you know, Mike, you and Brad, I met on the board and on other boards. And Mike, you and I have had pizza several times and got together and talked about things. And so it's just been a very nice conversation. And I think there's some other functions too, that we'll find that community very quickly with some of the things that we're doing. I think even people who aren't even huge sports fans will still find some things on IlliniGuys.com that they will find attractive. You guys feel the same way?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities for people to get different, depending on how you want to consume your information. There can be a lot of different ways to do that. I also think the fact is that, you know, when you get that community going, and it is a lot easier when the teams are good. And Coach Underwood has come in and he has turned around this program. You can you can call it what you want, but it was a program that was on a trend line that nobody was really looking forward to. And he turned it into a program that's going straight up. So I think it'll be a lot of fun that way. And again, I really think having the folks, when we'll be on there, there'll be a lot of different functions that we're going to kind of be bringing into play. There'll be a lot of interaction for the fans. I think it'll be something that'll be entertaining and be a place they want to be. Because like I said, you know, talking about, you know, should we be a 3 seed, a 2 seed, or a 1 seed is a heck of a lot more fun than are we going to make the NIT this year?
That's right. And we've had too much of that.
I think Coach Underwood has done, and along with the rest of the staff, they've put this team in a position that for Illini fans, I think it's a lot of Illini fans are going to have some of the experiences we had when we were growing up. And if you know, Coach has his way in football, maybe we'll be back to the old days where we got a top 20 team in both sports.
Wouldn't that be
a lot of fun?
Bubble talk's fun when it's Indiana and Missouri and,
right,
you know, yes, not Illinois.
Purdue, so, you know. That's right. You know, Purdue, but
that's okay.
Yeah, I think this year, and I like the way the schedule sets up too, that this is a veteran team. And I think, you know, they've got a lot of times where they're going to play on a Sunday and then a Wednesday and then a Saturday and then a Tuesday. I think because this is a veteran team, I think they're built for that. It's, you know, I think they're ready. You've got guys on here, enough guys that had the basketball IQ and the experience that it's not going to bother them. They already know what Michigan plays. They already know what Iowa's going to bring. So I think this is a team that actually can make some noise. And I expect them to have a very, very good seed come March.
Totally agree.
I want to talk, you mentioned too about football for a moment. You'll notice in the site right away that it's very basketball heavy, and that's a reason why when you first jump on, you see that you've already got a lot of content already there because once again, we feel like we've been here all season long, even though the website hasn't been hot. We've been hot already going through and doing things for the website, even though it wasn't there just yet. So I think that's something that's pretty neat too. But I want to talk about also football. And Brad, I know that you've had a chance to talk with some people there with the team. Tell us, give us your assessment on the hire of Brett and the assistants he's bringing in. And is this the right move? How soon can we expect a turnaround? And there've been some lean years on the Plains.
Yeah. It's been tough. I think the one thing, I'll be honest with you, when it was first announced, I was kind of shocked. I didn't think that was a direction Josh Whitman would go because of his past, you know, kind of indiscretions, for lack of a better term, for Bielema. But what I've really enjoyed from the first press conference, he's embraced his past. Like, he hasn't tried to hide it. Look, I screwed up. I did some things that I'm not proud of, and, you know, but you learn and you grow. And so I've been impressed with that, giving him a second chance. And thus far, he's pushed all the right buttons. I mean, he's already getting commitments from, you know, quality transfers, quality high school kids. And this was before he even has a staff in place. So he's done a fantastic job there. And he's putting a staff in place. I mean, he hired up. I mean, if you think about this, what Illinois is doing is they're hiring a Power 5 defensive coordinator away from another Power 5 school. So you're hiring from Missouri, so a peer school, and you're taking away their coordinator. And yeah, I'm talking to Gabe Yarman from the Missouri Rivals site today. I did a little podcast and with him, and he broke down, you know, maybe it was good for both guys because, you know, the guy they're hiring, Ryan Walters, 34 years old, known as the top-notch recruiter. Mizzou's best 22 commitment is actually from Indianapolis, who's a four-star kid, and he was recruited by him. So who knows what's going to happen? I mean, he's got connections in Florida. You're talking about that. So he's got a lot of, I think he's a great hire. I love the offensive line hire. You got an Illinois connection there in state. I think Bielema has already reached out, and he's already done more kind of in-state recruiting than Lovey did in his tenure.
Wow.
So, I mean, and which is kind of, it was a disappointment about Lovey, because I thought the one thing Lovey would do was resonate with young kids. You know, I mean, I thought he would resonate. He's former Chicago Bears head coach, NFL. I thought it would really resonate, and it just didn't happen. Bielema, we know he's had success. Even his stint at Arkansas was kind of considered a failure, but I think he went to 3 bowl games in 5 years. I mean, we might start building statues if you do that here. I mean, so it's a, I mean, it's kind of crazy to think about, but I mean, if you, he, I think he can make us competitive within 2 years, where we're winning 6, 7, 8 games. And then, you know, is it in 4 years? Can they compete? Maybe, you know, maybe they can compete for that Big Ten title, because I'll be honest with you, as long as they keep the Big Ten East and West, you have an opportunity to win that division, because you're not in the same division as Ohio State. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And Ohio State's just on a different level than everybody else in the Big Ten. Doesn't mean on a given Saturday they can't be beaten, but they're on a different level. They're on that Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State level, which there are only like 3 teams on that level right now. So, and those, you know, so you don't try and be Ohio State, but we can be, you know, Illinois can be Wisconsin. They can be Iowa. They can be that type of team. They can be Northwestern and getting to the, you know, getting to the championship game of the Big Ten. So I think that's where he's at. So I'm excited about the hires he's made. He's picked the right guys. And I think we're going to see more. He's brought, and maybe the most impressive recruiting job he's done is getting back the guys that were already here, like bringing in these guys that he had, you know, the guys, returners, you know, some of these offensive line, got a strong offensive line, quarterback room is deep, got some decent talent, brought back some tight ends, you know, we know today. So these Daniel Barker, Luke Ford. So this is, they got a chance to be competitive next fall.
Yeah. And you brought up a technical term that I wasn't certain what it means. Bowl game.
I've heard of other schools.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yep. That'll be fun to be doing that again, you know, every year or 2 out of 3. That'd be fantastic.
Well, I know this year is an odd year, but just look at the disruption in the top teams in the conference now compared to what it's been traditionally. It's probably a good time for him to step in and try to do something different.
Yep.
Well, Carl, I mean, that's the thing too. We were talking about just, I want passion back in Illinois football. I want it to be back to where it's a destination on a Saturday afternoon to go find a parking space and go through, you know, in the hallowed grounds. This is where Grange played, 1924, and the pillars. And, you know, there's a scoreboard. If you're high enough, you see, you know, Assembly Hall, now State Farm Center. That's what I would love to have back, like, you know, when you were in school, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know, before we get too far away and we wrap up, I know, Mike, something you want to do here, you want to start something. This is the first Eye on the Illini, and you've got something you want to work on. So tell us what we're supposed to do here.
Yeah, so what we're going to do here is we're going to do an IG, so that's for Illini guys, an IG top three. And I think what I'd like to do is have us kind of have a real quick round robin on a subject.
So we got to vote for three of us? Is it three of us? We got to pick the top three? You're out, Mike.
No. Each of us
is an easy call.
We're going to give our own top three, and we'll rotate around real quick. But so I was looking like, what should we talk about today? The first one of all time. And I thought, well, let's each of us give our top three Illini basketball players. Now, notice when I said top three, I didn't say the best. We're not ranking who's number one, number two, and number three. So I went back through my fandom, which goes back, you know, to 1970s room, sort of around there. And my third favorite player was Ephraim Winters. I loved the two-hand lob that he would like literally throw down, and it almost looked like a volleyball spike. Sometimes it would hit the ground so hard going through the rim, and so he was my third favorite. My second favorite was when Derek Harper came out of Florida, and all of a sudden we had this guard that nobody could really handle, and he could literally put handcuffs on people when he felt like it on defense. So that was fun for me. And my number one guy, my favorite Illini player, it's Io. Because he was the superstar who could have went anywhere, and he chose to stay home and chose to build it from the ground up. And I tell you what, when this program is on top and it's rolling, I'm going to look back to Io. And I think he made this decision that will change Illini history, and I will forever be thankful for him for doing that. So that's my top three. Brad, what do you got?
Yeah, so when I look at my top three, and again, favorite guys, and it's a little weird for me, because when you know them a lot of these guys personally, whether it's Myers Leonard from when he was like 15 years old, Mike Tisdale when he was like in junior high. So known some of these guys for a long time. So it's kind of funky. But if I look at, you know, for their careers in Illinois, favorite guys for me, my number three guy is Io. I feel like Io DeSumo is, he's like you mentioned, he came when it was a time that there was no, it wasn't cool to go to Illinois, and he made it cool again, hopefully. And so, but obviously he's brought some success, and he is such a professional. And so I've been impressed with him. Now, my second guy I look at is Nick Anderson. I loved Nick Anderson playing. I love the things that he did on the floor, except for one block out. Not that I hold a grudge, but except for one block out, you know, it's his one of the best careers ever. But Nick is great. I got to interview him last year. That was for me, that was really cool, because those were guys that I really, looked up to. And then my number one guy is a guy that I've known all through his time on campus and since, is D. Brown. I feel like D. Brown is Mr. Illini. He was special. He had a charisma. Everybody loved D. He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated, popping the jersey. I mean, just the things that D did just made Illinois cool. And everybody wanted to be D. Brown. People had headbands. I think LeBron James started wearing a headband because of D. Brown. That's what I'm going with, and I'm sticking to it. So, but we can go with that. But so those are my three.
Perfect. Carl?
So I'm going to go back a few years too with mine. And the first one I'm going to mention is Audie Matthews. And Audie Matthews was Lou Henson's first significant recruiter out of the Chicago area, changed the tune for Illinois as far as recruiting in Illinois. And I think was a very significant player to watch at Illinois. Number two is going to be one of his contemporaries, and that's Levi Cobb. Loved Levi Cobb as a forward. Obviously was a great high school basketball player in Illinois as well for Morgan Park. I played pickup ball against him at Impey one time. So kind of a fun connection there. And then my third is a couple years newer than that. It's going to be Eddie Johnson. I went to all those games, all those seasons. Section C48, row 2, seat 6 and 7 with my dad. And I can still see from that exact angle his jump shot against Michigan State, of course. So those are going to be my three.
Great. Yeah, Eddie Johnson and Nick Anderson were the two that were just underneath my top three, because those were two of my favorites as well. So Larry, to round it out and bring it home, we're going to go to you.
I'll do that. In fact, it's funny that, Carl, you and I were sitting not far from each other, because I was at that game too when they beat Magic. And I interviewed Magic later in 1999, and he remembered that night like it was last week. Thursday night, he said, "Oh, man, that field south of the stadium, you come in." I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, "You go in, it was real cold, and EJ hit that jumper." And I'm like, "Yeah, it was really cool." So, for me, I try to think, it's so hard. I've got so many good players. So I thought, let me break it down to – there are three super teams in Illini history. And you go back to the Flying Illini of 89, and I love all those guys, and we're the same age, and so we're all friends. I'm going to go with Kendall Gill, because I know how hard Kendall worked between his sophomore and junior year. He was, wasn't really sure he's going to start. Marcus Liberty's coming in, worked his tail off into an All-American, and, of course, they go to the Final Four. So I'll take Kendall and just his work ethic and what he meant to that team with a lot of really great, fantastic players. He found a way to stand out. I'll then jump ahead to 05, and I'll go with D. Brown as well. What he meant to the program, and for all the reasons that Brad talked about, he was, again, Darren Williams in a fantastic NBA career, taking nothing away from him, but D was a guy that was a straw that stirred the drink. And I believe the 2021 team is going to be a super team. So I got to go with Io as well, for the same reasons you guys talked about. He's a different player. He's just got a special personality. When he's on the court, we went through a period here, and I won't get into that. We've all gone to therapy to get over the pain, but we went through a period where, you weren't sure if the Illini going to hit a free throw in the clutch, or, 5 minutes, we got the lead, let's play slow ball and whatever. And those days are gone. And with Io there and the guys he has around him, I mean, I've got confidence. They're down eight to go. I'm not worried about it. I'm really not. It's a different thing. So I think this team is going to be a very, very, very special finish. And I think Io's a reason for that. So, and again, like you guys, taking another way from all the great players. And you could give me a list of 10, 15, 20. And I could, you know, I think we all could go through and name some fantastic players with that. So, but that's our first Eye on the Illini. And this is a start. I haven't been a very good host, but I'll do better because I'm not very good at this. But we're going to be here as we invite everyone to kind of come back to the site. There's something every day is going to be on there in terms of if it's bracketology. We've got our top 25 picks. It's going to be us versus you guys on the board. We're going to make sure we have that every week. Obviously, Brad's insight. We've got recruiting stuff. And some other things I don't want to talk about is I don't want to give it away and give other folks to copy what we're trying to do. So some other things that I think that you're really going to enjoy. But we're excited, and we're excited that you guys are all here with us. And we love, in fact, thank you for the support you've given us on Twitter. Follow us at Illini_guys. The response has been fantastic in the early weeks. And so we're excited to get this thing going. So I guess we should start off from here, right? All right, let's do that.
Sounds good.
Mike Cagley, for Brad Sturdy, for Carl Welke, for Chris Lee, couldn't be here. I'm Larry Smith. And that's our first edition of Eye on the Illini. We'll see you next time. ILL, fellas.
I.
And I.
Here we go. We'll see you.